Good morning, it's Monday. This is Guru's Tech Bites, episode 113. First up, folks, you're upvoting this thing about killing the cookie banner, which is great because I'm tired of going to a website to look at a recipe for clam chowder and having a giant pop-up ask if I consent to giving away my firstborn son. You know what this reminds me of? That time I tried to buy a boat, but the guy kept asking if he could track my browser history. Eh? Okay, that's something. Anyway, somebody finally figured out a way to make those annoying boxes go away. Second, some poor guy got charged at the airport because his Graphene OS phone wiped itself during a search. I don't know what Graphene OS is. Sounds like a disease you get from eating too much graphite, but it's one of those privacy phones. You know, the kind that deletes everything if you look at it funny. Honestly, I wish my computer did that every time Windows tries to update. Last week, Microsoft forced an update right in the middle of me watching a raccoon eat grapes and just broke everything. Third, there's this PG SimCity thing that teaches you how PostgreSQL works, which is a database, I think. It's like SimCity, you know? The game where you build roads and then a giant lizard wrecks everything. Only instead of a lizard, it's a bad line of code that ruins your whole business. You know what this reminds me of. The time I tried to organize my fridge alphabetically and accidentally threw out all the food. It's just a lot of plumbing, but apparently this makes it fun. And finally, HTMX 4.0 came out, and they say it's the first JavaScript library to release exclusively on the Game Boy. Look, I love the Game Boy. I used to play Tetris in the bathroom for 6 hours straight until my legs went numb, but putting computer code on a little green screen? That's like putting a V8 engine into a shopping cart. It's dumb, but I respect it. Plus, it probably runs better than whatever Microsoft is pushing out these days. That's your Daily Bite. Have a great day. Until next time.